With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Researchers with Marshfield Clinic Research Institute are finding roughly half of adult female deer ticks they're testing carry Lyme disease. The Research Institute has been studying ticks submitted from all over Wisconsin the last 2 years. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Marshfield Clinic Research Institute scientists like Alexandra Lintz were hoping to get citizen scientists to submit at least 500 ticks for their research. They've gotten more than 12,000.
We were blown away by the enthusiasm for the study. I think people are really looking to learn more about tick-borne diseases and to try and do something to prevent them. None of us want to get Lyme disease or one of these other ones.
Deer ticks, which may only be the size of a poppy seed, are commonly found in Wisconsin in wooded areas and grasslands. They're also the only ticks in the state that carry Lyme disease. Reported Lyme disease cases have quadrupled over the past 20 years, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, with Northwoods counties often having some of the highest rates of the disease in the state.
We also want to highlight that half the ticks carrying Borrelia burgdorferi, which is the pathogen that causes Lyme, does not mean your chance of developing the disease if bitten is 50%. There are a lot of other factors that determine whether someone will actually get sick after a tick bite or not. But it is a pretty high prevalence, and it's, to me, it really emphasizes the need to prevent ticks from biting in the first place.
The most common tick submitted to Marshfield was the American dog or wood tick. There were also 16 Lone Star ticks submitted from Wisconsin. This is the tick that can trigger alpha-gal syndrome, which is the allergy to red meat.
Lone Star tick is established just south of us in Illinois, and there is concern that it might be moving northward. So it's something we're keeping a close eye on. In our study, we only found adults in Wisconsin, so that's not a cause for alarm.
The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute is still collecting ticks. We have details on how to submit at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Lincoln County residents who can't afford the cost of a carbon monoxide detector can get one for free. The service is available to those with a financial need who do not have a carbon monoxide detector or who have one that is expired. They'll be available while supplies last, thanks to a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Carbon monoxide is produced anywhere fuels like gas, propane, charcoal, and wood are burned. You cannot see or smell the gas, but it can make you sick or even kill you. Contact the Lincoln County Health Department for more information or drop by during their normal hours. Green Bay Packers running back Josh Jacobs is facing 5 potential criminal charges in Wisconsin, including strangulation and suffocation, after police responded to a disturbance complaint involving him over the weekend. Hobart Lawrence police said Jacobs was arrested Tuesday and booked into Brown County Jail on charges of strangulation and suffocation, battery, domestic abuse, criminal damage to property, domestic abuse, disorderly conduct, domestic abuse, and intimidation of a victim. Police have been dispatched to a complaint involving Jacobs Saturday at 8:37 a.m. Visitors to the Rhinelander Historical Society Museum can get some extra insight. Docents will be at the museum at 9 South Pelham Street waiting to greet visitors. Hours for tours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays. The service is available through Labor Day. Tours are also available year-round by request. The nonprofit Environmental Working Group says testing has shown elevated nitrate levels in thousands of public water supplies. That includes in communities like Onalaska and Janesville. The nitrate levels mostly fall within the federal limit, but the nonprofit says studies suggest even legal levels can cause colorectal cancer. Researcher Ann Schechinger.
Here in the Midwest and the Great Plains, we really have a lot of agriculture. And nitrate in drinking water really comes from fertilizer or animal manure that is applied to farm fields and then runs off those fields.
Nitrate can also come from wastewater plants and septic tanks. The nonprofit wants the federal government to complete a review of health studies and then consider tightening the legal limit. As extreme weather and rising fertilizer prices have plagued the Midwest, a Wisconsin farmer says conservation practices like using cover crops help him to weather the storm. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Cover crop plants are used as living mulch that improve soil health, prevent erosion, and naturally suppress weeds and pests. Josh Hemstra, a third-generation dairy farmer in Brandon, says he plants them on nearly every acre of his farm each year. Hemstra says during recent severe weather events, he experienced less ponding, faster water recession, and minimal erosion.
I was very, very proud of the way our soil handled the extreme weather, and that's the one thing that's beyond our control, and that's our whole reason is to try and weatherproof our farm. That's one of our main reasons for using cover crops.
Hemstra says they've also bought a lot less fertilizer because of cover cropping and increased manure use. As the war in Iran drags on, farmers are seeing near record highs for fertilizer costs. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.